Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists get up in the morning and they look for things to be mad about. Colloquialisms, idioms, traditions, and all of this stuff has to be examined for wokeness. Even the simple phrase, folks, listen to me carefully, take care of your mother when I'm gone, caused leftist simpleton Alyssa Milano to lose it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Take care of your mother when I'm gone. The utterances of a dying man, a husband, who said to his young son, be sure to take care of your mother when I'm gone. He's in hospice. Anyway, Melissa Alano tweeted, can't we stop saying to our sons things like, take care of your mother when I'm gone? This is insinuating that women can't take care of ourselves, and this, it's BS. She spelled out the word. I have an idea of what this was, Alyssa. It was a father asking his son to take care of his mother emotionally. After all, the man was dying. Leftists claim to be so in touch with their feelings and emotions or whatever, but leave it to Milano to crap all over a dying man's wish. Can he wish for whatever he wants? These are the last words the dude may utter to his son. But for Milano, the wish had to involve money. And we all know from feminists and their Me Too movement that women make 28 cents less than men. So she's got to make sure that she gets her point in. We can take care of ourselves. That is when they're not complaining about not being able to take care of themselves. Further, let's not forget, folks, that the Me Too movement implies that women can't take care of themselves since they constantly drone on about, well, being able to take care of themselves while doing nothing to take care of themselves. Oh, you're wondering, Kevin, what are you talking about? Everywhere you turn, the woke showcase women's empowerment. Not that America needs commercials on women empowerment. I mean, holy mother of Oprah Winfrey, I suggest to you that we have plenty of so-called empowered women out there. Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, Rosie, well, maybe not Rosie, but I think you get my drift. Women are already demonstrating that they can do whatever they want to do. If you don't want to make 28 cents less than a man, if you actually believe that crap, I have a suggestion for you, women, not conservative women. I know you guys have your heads on straight, but these leftist women, how about you start your own company? How about you charge whatever you want? And here's the thing. If you don't get as much as a man, don't be mad at men. Anyway, Milano wasn't alone. Another leftist feminist chimed in, and this leftist claimed that the father's ask of his son put undue pressure on the child. And here's what she wrote. This is from Loves HMC, Andrew_LOL. It's putting a lot of pressure on a child. I totally agree with you. Why can't pressure this kid, rather, when he can be in school? You know, learning about putting condoms on bananas and watching transsexual, finger quotes, women expose their naughty bits during reading time. But I digress. Let me ask you. You offended when somebody else, I'm asking the ladies, let me know. 844-551-8255. Are you offended when somebody says, take care of your mother when I'm gone, if it's a son? Just curious. Maybe I'm off base. I doubt it. Professor B said this. This is where boys are taught they're supposed to be in charge of everything. It's a lifelong source of stress on top of being a bit sexist. But girls are never given this instruction. Well, see, this is where I say Professor B might be, and her name is Cynthia Boaz. If the father had a daughter, might he have asked the same of her? Might he have said, hey, sweetie, be sure to take care of your mom? Might he have said that to give her some sort of inspiration or something? Of course he might have. But see, leftists, they run to that place. Sexism, that's the reason. I suggest it's sexist of Professor B and Milano to believe that a father might not have asked that same thing of his daughter. Rosa Calderon fell victim to the same trap. And here's what she tweeted. Thank you. Completely agree. Women aren't objects to be protected. We want autonomy and confidence in our strength. We need to stop pushing the knight in shining armor, damsel in distress cliche tropes. Again, I ask you, what would have been said of his daughter? Might he say, stand by your mom, be there emotionally for, I mean, he gave no instructions except take care of your mom. Anyway, there were naysayers to Milano, like Amber Waves, who tweeted, Alyssa Milano trending again? No one cares what she thinks, says, or what she is doing, but she needs attention like so many other Hollywood kooks. She's just another big mouth, left-leaning, used-up has-been. Bye-bye, Alyssa, and don't come back. I know many people share that sentiment. I'm one of them. But I will say this. It's an interesting thing to discuss and ask yourself, are you being sexist if you were to say that to your sons? I have four sons. Why would I not say that? You got you kids, you be sure to take care of your mom. And you be sure to take care of each other. So if I have four sons and I say that, am I being sexist to the mom? But if I say take care of each other, what is that? Do you think that those words have ever been uttered? If when a parent dies and he has the kids around, he says, I want you kids to take care of each other. What if they're all girls? What is he saying? Are they lesbians? What, you get what I'm going? And the reason why this is a big discussion for me is because it was said in a time when the guy is going, you know, he's dying. It's that simple. He's dying. Alyssa Milano can't let this man die without stirring up some mess. They're programmed for this, these lefties. So anyway, I'm curious. What do you guys think? Is it worthy of a discussion? Or am I blowing it out of proportion? I've never blown it out of proportion. You know better than that. Anyway, we got a great show coming up for you. I cannot wait to share what we got to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, quite a bit going on in the news. Elon Musk is still tweaking Twitter. The company may end up in a class action lawsuit after this is all over. Maybe this is Musk's strategy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Elon Musk made a cryptic tweet, "Love me tender." And it appears to reference a way around the Twitter board's poison pill. Then he tweeted just the other day, blank is the night. It's just an underline is the night. So I was wondering, what is that? Because, you know, he's being very cryptic. Black is the night, could have been, was the marching song of the Hellenic army. Blank is the night is a cryptocurrency that has no value yet. Maybe that was what he was saying. Or maybe he was saying, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night to the Twitter board. Who knows? But this latest offer that involves another group that he's involved, that he's got, you know, he's bringing into the deal, sweetens the deal even further. And as I said, Twitter doesn't have anywhere close to that as a market cap. If this, let me tell you, what a strategy if Jack Dorsey said, look, I'm going to create controversy with my brand, get some fat cat to buy me out, because Twitter hasn't made any money. It's just it's a communications platform. Now, it's changed the way communications is being done in some ways. Think about the evolution of, we used to watch TV, then we listened to the radio, now we've got satellite radio, we've got radio that's available right on our phone. I mean, we have multiple ways of reaching the consumer. But who knows? You know, I've said, and I'll say it again, Elon Musk shouldn't buy Twitter. He should start a competitor. With the money that he has, he could have the largest group of consultants working on this thing. He'd have this thing up and running within 2 weeks. He'd have millions of people over there. He could invite Trump to come over. What else we got? I don't understand this TikTok, the libs of TikTok thing that the Washington Post exposed. But there's a lot of talk about it. I haven't really researched it, but it is interesting. What about DeSantis threatening Disney, their special status in Florida? Is this something you condone? I don't know that I do. I mean, Disney's its own entity. It should be able to do what it wants. But no, DeSantis is saying, nope, if you're going to, you know, sexualize children and you're going to do what you do, then I'm going to regulate you. Let me put it this way. In Florida, there are lots and lots of gentlemen's clubs. There's a lot. It's a mecca form. I know this because when we used to have conventions there, we went. And it was like there was one in Kissimmee. Holy cow, this seems like there's one on, you know, in a certain area, there's one on every corner. And they're not dives, but there's a bunch of them. Anyway, it isn't like Florida is the, you know, the sanctuary for G-rated stuff for certain. So Disney's a corporation. I think they should do what they want. I think the real battle with Disney comes from us. I haven't watched a Disney film in a long time. And it isn't just because of my kids, you know, that they're growing. Well, three of them are grown, and one of them is still growing. It's not that. I've rebelled against Hollywood and Disney in general. So I don't know that I agree with DeSantis saying, let's take away special status. Now, if you gave them special status because it was wholesome entertainment, things like that, that's one thing. But if whatever you gave them is a corporation, they get to keep. And I don't like what Disney does, but I don't have to watch it. Maybe I have a different view than you. Let me know. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What else we got? Texas's governor says he might send illegals to Delaware next. He sent them to D.C. So now if he sends them to Delaware, he'll be making a real point. Hey, Joe Biden, this is about you. Oh, you know what we missed the other day? It just dawned on me. I was looking at the dates of some different articles. We missed Marijuana Day, 420. You know that's the nickname or the nick number for marijuana, 420. You know how I found that out? I was looking at, I went on Craigslist, was looking at something, and I kept seeing 420 friendly. And I was like, what is that? And what it meant is, I'm okay with you smoking dope. It was job interviews, maybe even personals, things like that. 420 friendly. I'd never heard of that. Looking for I don't know what I was looking for on there. I haven't been on Craigslist in years, but the point is, I didn't even know the term. Did you guys know this? How long have you known that 420 meant that? I mean, I've known it now for, let's say, 6 years, but I didn't know it before that. I know a lot of nicknames for dope, marijuana in particular. Anyway, recreational pot is being legalized all over the country. Latest state is New Jersey. But the governor may ban police officers from partaking. What are your thoughts about that? I mean, if you're a cop, let's say it's legal. should they take? It's like drinking, right? Doctors should. There's a period where doctors, pilots, police officers, they can't partake of alcohol. Here's my thing. I guess they should be able to, right? Because as a cop, you can't drink and be on duty. You can drink off duty, but you can't drink on duty. So if it's legal, there you go. Frankly, I don't care. If it doesn't impede your job, I don't care. I don't want them smoking pot on the job. Because, you know, from what I hear, you get kind of lazy. Like, hey, man, what's that guy doing over there? Well, he's robbing the bank. And, well, wow, that's cool. Really cool. No, I don't want you saying that. I want you to get moving. We're going to talk in the next hour about pride, gay pride, things like that, as it pertains to the rainbow and the flag. I'm just giving you some news here, some miscellaneous news. They're talking about gas prices shooting up. If Europe embargoes Russian oil next week, they say the price is going to skyrocket. Let me tell you why that story exists. They want you to believe that it's Russian oil that's creating this problem. But it's not. Oh, we have a clip of somebody saying Joe Biden's in trouble over oil.
Good morning, Georgia. With these gas prices spiking in the wake of the war in Ukraine, the president is facing a lot of pressure to do something to boost oil production here in the U.S. So now this morning, the administration is set to start reselling leases for drilling on public lands, putting 144,000 acres of public lands up for lease in 9 states as soon as today. But this does go against the president's 2020 campaign promise not to drill on federal lands, part of that campaign pledge to try and reduce reliance on fossil fuels. This move now is infuriating climate activists, but the White House says they simply had no choice.
They had no choice. Boy, we could delve into this for quite some time, but we are out of time for this segment. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is en route to Portland, Oregon, but before leaving, speaking at the White House, the president announces another round of assistance for Ukraine.
This package includes heavy artillery weapons,
dozens of howitzers, and 144,000 rounds of ammunition to go with those howitzers.
Biden sending another $800 million to Ukraine. This follows $800 million that was sent last week for security allocations. Biden saying he will soon ask Congress for more money to help Ukraine. Accused high school shooter Ethan Crumbly has a tentative trial date. Crumbly is accused of shooting and killing four students at Oxford High School just outside of Detroit in November. Crumbly appearing in court Thursday, and the judge says his trial will begin on September 6th. You're listening to USA Radio News. At the Treasury Department, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there's a long-term risk globally if supply chain issues are not fixed.
Ideally, we would have a large group of trusted partners so that we could maintain the efficiencies that come from the global division of labor.
She says this would help bring inflation down even in times of high tensions, Yellen adding that COVID-19 and the Russian invasion of Ukraine are both big drivers of recent inflation. For about 30 minutes, there was a tense situation in Washington, D.C.
A military parachute event at Washington Nationals Park Wednesday night inadvertently triggered a probable threat warning at the U.S. Capitol and prompted an evacuation order. U.S. Capitol Police apparently had not been notified of the event. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Colin Kaepernick back in the news, begging for a job. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. So many ironies in this story about Colin Kaepernick. So many. He held this little mini press conference. It wasn't a press conference, but he had the three other or four other black dudes around him. And he was sitting on a bench in a field, on a bleachers in a field. And he's asking questions of these guys like, you know, I want to get my job, you know, blah, 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 blah. We have the clip. Let's let everybody hear the clip.
5 years of training behind the scenes to make sure I'm ready and stay ready at the highest level. You don't do that if you don't have a passion and you don't believe you're going to find a way on that field. If I have to come in as a backup, that's fine. But that's not where I'm staying. And when I prove that I'm a starter, I want to be able to step on the field as such. I just need that opportunity to walk through the door. Let me come in and compete. I mean, you have your roster. You have a team. Let me come in and compete, show you what I can do.
Well, Cap, you know, football, it's all about eliminating distractions. Like, how do I know if I bring you in and I sign you that you're going to make my locker room better, that you're going to bring us together?
One, you can know by experience. My coach Jim Harbaugh spoke to it. My coach Chip Kelly spoke to it and said that I made the locker room better. I came in, I prepared, I made the team better. That 2016 season, my last year, my teammates voted me the most courageous and inspirational player. So when you're talking about the people that are actually in the building, that has never come out that I've been a distraction. It's never come out that I've been an issue from the people I played with.
Cap, can I keep it real with you, Cap? This is between you and I. Don't tell nobody. $16 billion industry, Cap. What about our fan base? What do we say to our fan base? Like, what are they going to say?
Say you have end racism in the back of your end zone. You got Black Lives Matter on your helmet. Mm. Everything I've said should be in alignment with what you're saying publicly.
Mm.
It's a $16 billion business. When I first took a knee, my jersey went to number one. When I did the deal with Nike, their value increased by $6 billion.
It makes sense.
It shows beneficial.
Yeah.
If you're talking about the playing side, come in, let me compete. You can evaluate me from there. The NFL is supposed to be a meritocracy. Come in, let me compete.
There you go, folks. Colin Kaepernick. 5 years of training since I left the league. But I have a passion for this. I'm going to find a way on that field. Said the guy who sued the NFL. Got his settlement. See, money didn't solve his problem. He's an athlete who wants to play. And he screwed the pooch, but now he's like, well, look, forget everything I've done. And he's not even saying that. I mean, it would be different if he said, look, forgive me. I want to come back. I'll give the money back. I just want to play. I want to show what I can do. I want to make a dent in the history of the NFL. He says he has the passion. Just give me the opportunity to walk through the door. He got the opportunity to walk through the door. Do you hear any mea culpa with him? He said, let me compete. And his buddy goes, wait a minute, man. You may be a distraction. He says, the guy that asked him a question, he says, aren't we supposed to just be focused on our sport? Aren't you supposed to eliminate the distraction? He says, well, here's how I can tell you I won't be a distraction. Look at my history. Oh, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This dude is a clown. He wants his cake and eat it too. He wants to be, he believes that he has done something bigger than life. That's what he believes. He believes that he revolutionized a sport. What did he say? Racism in the end zone or something like that. I really didn't understand what he meant by that. But he went on to say, when I did what I did, my jersey went to number one. Nike grew its market share. He talks about the $16 billion industry of the NFL as if he's getting paid peanuts. What's he saying? Is he saying that all these people made money and he didn't? He was a multimillionaire, probably still is. And as I said before, he took that knee not for the cause. He didn't take that knee because he really cared about black folks and what was happening with policing, because it would be a lie. He knows it, and everybody who supported him knows it. This whole woke thing, I swear, if I was came back in a different life, it would be so easy for me to take this woke nonsense and be I would be as rich as Elon Musk with you white people in this woke nonsense. Boy, what was the movie where Samuel L. Jackson is a multi-billionaire and he puts that chip in everybody, the Kingsman? I'd be him on steroids. The level of intellect I have to argue and debate this, I would destroy the right on this. All the best, Charlie Kirk, Shapiro, name them, I'd destroy them. I would just call them racist. I would use examples that would make them look foolish. Stuff that nobody can do on me, because I'm honestly, I'm the best debater in the conservative movement. The best. And I'm not saying it to brag. I'm saying it because there's nobody that's ever defeated me in a debate. And I'll say it right now. If you want to debate me, bring it. Bring it right now. I've had this discussion with many people. The reason why I don't get on other shows, they don't put me on leftist radio, leftist TV, or anywhere else, is because they fear me. I'm not bragging. It's just the truth. I've heard this. I heard it from a producer. I got into a battle with Roland Martin. His producer sent him a back channel tweet. I didn't see it, but somebody sent it to me. And his producer said, Roland, do not debate this guy. And it wasn't because they were, it's not going to get us ratings or whatever. They didn't want to debate because I would have crushed Roland in his fat head. Dude's got a big head. And I'm not talking like he's got a big head, like he's an egomaniac. He's got a big head. It's like twice the size of the average human head. The average human head weighs 8 pounds, but Roland's weighs 14. Oh, my goodness. So Kaepernick, he's a crack up to me. He is a he's a walking, talking distraction. It is all about, look at what he's doing. This is all about him. If he showed up it would be very simple for Kaepernick to get a job as a backup. Do you know, this guy went to the Super Bowl twice. He lost by 3 points both times. He was headed to be a great quarterback till he got in his own head, till he got full of himself. And then suddenly he becomes a cause. Ask if Kaepernick did not know a single black person personally who was oppressed by the cops. Not one. He didn't know, certainly didn't know a single black person who was killed indiscriminately by cops, making it some sort of epidemic. He didn't know a single person. Let me give you the timeline. Oh, well, before we get to that, he says his experience. He says the coaches said he made the locker room better. This may have been pre-attitude, but let me tell you, this guy's a cancer, and the NFL knew it. And he gets into a battle with the NFL because some team let him try out, and he didn't make it. But he says it was a cabal against the NFL. But let me give you the timeline. August 26th of 2016 is when he took a knee. That was what started everything. January 1st, 2017, last time he played in the NFL, he played in the Super Bowl, and he lost. I think it was to Buffalo. Later that year, October 18th of 2017, he sues the NFL. Nobody's going to give him a job. Now, he's right. He's a Super Bowl quarterback. I don't know if he played in the Super Bowl, but that was the last game that he had. But anyway, he sues the NFL. February 15th, 2 years later, year and a half later, 2019, he settled with the NFL for an undisclosed amount. They said, fine. They settled with him and one other player. Now, why did the NFL say, we don't want this guy? They should have been able to say, it has nothing to do with his physical abilities. It has to do with his mentality. We don't want him on our team. I don't care how good he is. Why would they have to settle? But they did. And now he wants back in. So does he care about black lives? Does he really care? Because the NFL, they claim now is racist. They say, you know, not enough black coaches, not enough black owners, etc. Why does he want back in? There's no reason to want it. Kaepernick, folks, is a chump who wants attention. That's what he wants. And look, just be honest, man. If Kaepernick just came out and said, look, I was a complete distraction. You know, I've got my personal views that people already know. I just want to come in and play football. And I'll put it in my agreement that I will not be a distraction on anything that's off-field antics, blah, blah, blah. He'd probably get a job. I wouldn't hire him, though.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
By now, you'd have to just be a contrarian to not understand that the whole Wu Flu thing was a ruse. COVID-19 was a ruse. A guy contacted me. His name is Mike. He's made a 5-part mini-series on this very subject. And it's pretty good. And it just goes to show you. I mean, if you watch this thing through and through, you really get an understanding of how bad this was, in the sense of how the government colluded to make us believe something that just flatly wasn't true. From the number of people who were affected by Wu Flu, infected with the virus, which was far more, to the number of people who actually died from Wu Flu, which is far less, leftists lied across the board. Variety of reasons. Who cares? Who knows who cares? But they blatantly lied. And what's worse is their blatant lies was to sell vaccines that we didn't even need. Now, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is ground we've covered, but I want to talk about it because something, there's been a new development with Pfizer that I think is going to impact the stock. And also, it speaks to how people are now discovering, okay, we got taken. We've got to back out of this gingerly, but we know we've gotten taken. Treatments existed for this Chinese-manufactured bioweapon, folks, and the treatments were inexpensive and far less deadly. In other words, you might still die, but it wasn't going to be the treatment that killed you. Still, the World Health Organization, complicit with countries' various health institutes, invoked emergency measures that absolutely stifled common sense. And the pharmaceutical companies flexed their muscles and they made out like bandits. I've got the numbers. Billions of doses of these toxins, touted as medicines, were administered around the world. And the impact has been devastating. I saw a website the other day that tracks the VAERS, it's the VAERS system, and all the issues related to Wu flu and the vaccine, mostly the vaccines. And up to this point, there were 25,000 deaths and millions of adverse reactions. And I'm not talking about, you know, oh, my face went palsy for a little bit. I'm talking about millions of horrible things where people had to stop their careers and all kinds of stuff. And keep in mind, the VAERS system admits that they might capture 5%. So multiply that 25,000 times 20, and you get an idea of how many people may have actually died from the vaccines. At 25,000 deaths, they would remove this product. So this is where we get to what the new development is. Poland has decided to unilaterally pull out of its contractual commitments to buy Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. This should come as a surprise to no one. Health Minister Adam Niedzielski announced this decision earlier this week, and he cited oversupply and financial strains caused by refugees. Well, let me tell you this, folks, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is a convenient excuse so Poland could back out of a bad deal. Speaking on an all-news channel, TVN24, Niedzielski said that the government in Warsaw had informed the European Commission and the vaccine suppliers late last week that it was, quote, invoking a force majeure clause in the procurement contract. Thus, Poland refused to pay for or take delivery of further doses. Niedzielski further explained that the improving pandemic, scamdemic, situation meant that there was less need for vaccines. Also, the Ukrainian refugee crisis, meanwhile, had stretched the public finances. So, let me tell you what he's really saying. They know Wu flu is a ruse. They need a convenient way to get out of it while not condemning it, because that would look bad if they just flat out said, look, we don't think it works. We no longer have a need for it. The scam is over, blah, blah, blah. They can't say that because, as I told you before, all the leftists who have bought into this, they got to just slowly back away. You know, they've seen the bear. They've got the pepper spray. They don't know if it'll work, but they just slowly back away. You can't just turn and run, because if you turn and run, people will know. They'll know, oh, look at them. They're guilty. They're guilty. While the refugees offer a good excuse, folks, Poland knows the ruse, and now they're reneging on the Great Reset. Now, you might be wondering, what was Pfizer's reaction? Got it. Pfizer wants its money. Billions are at stake here. Now, what do I mean? Billions in profits. Pfizer is not going to lose any money over this. This was a guaranteed deal. I don't know how you orchestrate this kind of thing, but can you imagine how you put a deal together like this? Talk about at the highest levels to say, look, we're going to create this scam. The world's going to go for it. We're going to panic them. You need to be ready. And oh, by the way, it's already part of your research. There is no real coronavirus. By the way, that's a fact. The SARS-CoV, I think is what they call it. There is no virus for this. This is fabricated. But we're going to do this. You're going to come through and be the knights in shining armor. We're going to tell people that your shot is safe and effective despite it killing people with this spike protein. And all is going to be good. All you got to do is play along. Manufacture. Look, if we went back and looked at the doses and how many they manufactured, what got thrown away, what got shipped away, what spoiled in transport and all, people would be in prison over this. Prison. But instead, Pfizer and other companies have made billions of dollars to produce nothing. You would have been better off with a placebo. And when we were talking about this in earnest during the time when the shots were being mandated and so forth, let me tell you, everybody knew what was going on, and they still did this. Forcing people to get a vaccine that you would have better results with a placebo. Forcing people to get a vaccine that was outright killing people, particularly if you took hydroxychloroquine. And now we've got all kinds of controversies with this vaccine because now they're saying that it's made of snake venom and that's got properties that will destroy your organs. I don't like talking about this because there are people who got it. I don't want to scare you. I don't. And for those of you who voluntarily said, you know what? Yeah, we all got to die someday. I'll roll the dice, Kev. I applaud you. Fine. It's your choice. But for the people who did this and had one of these adverse reactions or who died from this, I so want people held accountable. It's criminal. Anyway, Pfizer, you know, what Poland wanted to do was buy the vaccines over a 10-year period. They wanted to compromise. They said stagger the deliveries over 10 years. Pfizer knew what this meant, though, because nobody would care about these vaccines over 10 years. Or worse, people would know a lot more about these vaccines. So Pfizer wanted its money now, not over 10 years. So Nijelski said, we encountered a complete lack of flexibility on the point of the producers. So Poland opted out. Now the question is, are other countries going to follow suit? And I think they will. I think the best indicator might be to watch Pfizer stocks over the next few weeks. Now keep in mind, they made $36 billion in these vaccines in 2021. They expected to make another $29 billion this year from the vaccines alone. They've also got this antiviral that they're pushing. It's going to get interesting because I think other countries will follow suit. And Pfizer is, you know, pumping this stuff out. But the complexion of this thing has changed dramatically over the past few days, certainly weeks. I would sell Pfizer short, personally. As it pertains to this, I think they're going to have a rough year.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.